With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Industrial hemp farming is making a comeback in some states, like Wisconsin, for instance. Lawmakers passed legislation allowing farmers to research production of that crop. Although the federal government still considers hemp a Schedule I controlled substance, hemp doesn't have the psychoactive effects that marijuana has. As part of the research program, the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute is growing hemp to explore the best methods for farming and will share their tips at their industrial hemp production field day on September 4th. Perry Brown is the Institute's executive director and says hemp is a good fit for farmers' crop rotation because it has the same growing season and uses many of the same resources as corn, beans, and wheat.
It's just another tool that we could potentially look at to help us be better farmers here in the state of Wisconsin. I think it fits within our farming practices and what we do.
Hemp still faces hurdles because of its Schedule I classification. Brown says this year's farm bill could change that.
Hopefully in the farm bill they have some provisions that change it to industrial hemp being listed as a farm crop. And I think that'll help us with the growing and how we can manage that crop here across the United States.
Folks can register for the Industrial Hemp Field Day on the Michael Fields website, michaelfields.org. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.